From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. A class action lawsuit has been filed on behalf of about 80 inmates serving life sentences in Missouri for crimes they committed as minors. The MacArthur Justice Center at St. Louis alleges in the suit filed this month in the U.S. District Court's Western District of Missouri that the state's parole process fails to give them a fair chance to be released. MacArthur Justice Center staff attorney Amy Brahan said in a written statement that the Constitution, quote, requires that youthful offenders be provided a meaningful opportunity to obtain release. A Missouri Department of Corrections spokesman declined to discuss the complaint with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. The suit stems from a 2012 high court decision banning mandatory life without parole prison terms for minors. Missouri lawmakers have passed a proposal in a special session that supporters hope will bring hundreds of jobs to the southeastern part of the state. Senators voted 24-5 last week to send the measure to Governor Eric Greitens. The bill will allow aluminum smelters and other major electricity users to negotiate lower electricity rates for longer contracts than is allowed under current law. It is designed to lure two companies to New Madrid in southeastern Missouri. It's a region that has struggled economically since a major aluminum smelter closed last year when it filed for bankruptcy. The bill received relatively widespread support, but some lawmakers were concerned that residential customers could face higher electricity rates to offset the special discounts for big manufacturers. The Columbia Chamber of Commerce is accusing the City Council of neglecting issues and projects important to Columbia citizens. In a news release issued last week, the Chamber aired its grievances about several infrastructure projects it says the Council should be addressing but is failing to move forward on. A proposal to widen Forum from Chapel Hill Road to Nifong Boulevard to four lanes was approved by voters in August 2015, but the Chamber says that projects like these have been tabled for some time as the Council and public continue to debate. Fourth Ward Councilman Ian Thomas says there is no need to widen Forum to four lanes, advocating for a cheaper alternative than the almost $13 million project to add lanes. The Chamber sees things differently. Chamber President Mac McCormick says the project was approved a couple of years ago and businesses along Forum Boulevard have been planning accordingly. With more lanes, they anticipated more traffic and better public access to their businesses. A month after severe floods ravaged several parks and campsites across Missouri, the vast majority of them are open again in time for summer visitors. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that cleanup and repair is mostly complete at several parks and tourist sites along Missouri rivers. Many were damaged in late April and early May when torrential rains caused creeks and rivers to rise suddenly. The result was damage to campgrounds, roads, facilities, and infrastructure in many places that rely on summer tourism. More than a dozen state parks were affected. Some of the worst damage was near St. Louis, but only Confluence Point, a park at the confluence of the Mississippi and Missouri rivers, remains flooded. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.